Welcome to the Friday potluck dinner on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host, Tom Gallo, and I've put together quite the potluck dinner of music, I gotta say. Pretty proud of myself. Eclectic mix of stuff that I'm giving to you right now. We're going to start off with a brand new track. This album was just released today. It's a brand new song from Eleanor Friedberger. It's called Everything. Everything by Eleanor Friedberger off of her brand spanking new record, Rebound. I believe that was released on Merge Records. Of course, Eleanor Friedberger of the Fiery Furnaces. Her group with her brother Matthew coming out of the Chicago area, and she's had a really solid string of solo records. She had an album come out 2 years ago that I was very fond of, and I remember her first record in 2011. I believe it was called Summer Something. Really good. And this one just came out today, and it's just as good. It's just what we expect. We've grown to expect greatness from Eleanor Friedberger. All right. So next up, I'm going to play some New Zealand guys. A couple of New Zealand songs. I was reading recently, I follow the New Zealand Prime Minister on Facebook. And did you guys know this? There, Jacinda Ardern is her name. And she's a very good leader, great leader. She posts videos on a regular basis about keeping her constituents updated. And even though I'm not a constituent, I like to watch them. But as it turns out, New Zealand is typically not on maps that are produced. So she's part of a campaign with Rise Darby, who you know from Fly to the Conchords, to get New Zealand back on maps. And I think any fan of independent rock music is familiar with New Zealand because they've produced so many great bands for such a small island. And these are two of them, the Wild Poppies and David Kilgore, of course, of The Clean. So we're going to play a song, start off this set with a song called Walkabout by the Wild Poppies. Just heard Walkabout by the Wild Poppies off of their only release, Heroin. So the Poppies were from Wellington, New Zealand originally, relocated to England, and released Heroin in 1987. That was their only release, and the album was actually reissued in 2015 as part of a complete collection. So it includes some B-sides and a few rare demos. So I recommend picking it up. Or if you want an original copy, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny for that. Hundreds of dollars. And then after that, we heard No, No, No by David Kilgore. Of course, David Kilgore of The Clean. Fun fact, his brother, Hamish Kilgore, he lives in Brooklyn somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but I know he plays gigs with like Holy Tunics, a great Brooklyn band. I've seen that a couple of times, and I've heard he's around playing shows. So keep it up. Get David to move here if he lives in New Zealand. You can play Clean shows at Secret Project Robot or whatever. We'd go crazy for that. But anyway, that was the first track off of his 1994 album Sugar Mouth. Again, it's called No, No, No. And those were released, of course, on Flying Nun Records. Brooklyn-based label Captured Tracks reissued this album in 2016 on vinyl. Of course, Captured Tracks is known for releasing a lot of reissues of Flying Nun bands, New Zealand bands, and this is one of them. It sold pretty quickly, so it's hard to come by. Check Discogs. When they reissue those Flying Nun LPs, you gotta act fast. I slept on that one in 2016, and I'm regretting it tremendously. Tremendously. But we live and learn, right? All right, let's keep this going. I'm going to play a song by a Portland-based band, Eyelids. They're well-known. Their members, Chris Slusarenko and John Moen. Chris was the bass player of Guided by Voices up until 2004, for a couple of years, 2001 to 2004. And then Chris and John did multiple projects with Robert Pollard, Boston Spaceships. They've also been involved with a couple of other projects with Robert Pollard. And this is their own band, their power pop project that they've been working on for a couple of years now. They collaborated, did a couple of demos, and this is their first LP. It came out in 2014. This is the first track also. I'm big into first tracks. Love that lead-off track. And this one is called Seagulls Into Submission off of Eyelids' debut album, 845.
Forgot that I could feel this.
listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You just heard quite the set there. As I was discussing before we turned over to the music, you heard Seagulls Into Submission by Eyelids off of their debut LP 854, just released in 2014. Right after that, two songs from two bands on the same label, Requiem Pour Un Twister. I know I'm butchering my French there, but it's a French-based psychedelic pop label. The first one was called Le Grand Ecart by the band Corridor, French language band. And it was off of their 2017 album, Super Mercado. After that, we heard Saturday Far Away by Triptides, one of my favorite new discoveries of the past few years. That's off of their brand new album, Visitors. They're very prolific. They basically have been putting out an album every year. This album just came out, and they actually have another one in the works already, so keep doing what you're doing, Triptides. We love you. And again, it's kind of another psychedelic pop band, definitely influenced by Paisley Underground bands. You can hear a lot of the 3 O'Clock, the Dream Syndicate, stuff like that. Triptides, originally from Indiana, relocated to Los Angeles very appropriately. I'm not sure when they're coming to New York. They tour in Europe a lot. They were touring in Europe right now. I guess they have a lot of fans there, but you definitely have a fan here at Radio Free Brooklyn, and his name is Tom Gallo. Again, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I encourage everyone to sign up for the Radio Free Brooklyn newsletter. You'll be able to keep up to date with new programming, upcoming Radio Free Brooklyn events. Just had a great show last night at The Well, and that's a monthly show. You'll be up to date on interviews, ticket giveaways, and special offers on Radio Free Brooklyn swag. You can sign up for the newsletter at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. And I have to say, I can attest to that. I am subscribed to the Radio Free Brooklyn newsletter. No regrets whatsoever. It's a fantastic, very well put together newsletter. So subscribe. You won't be disappointed. All right, I mentioned the Dream Syndicate, Paisley Underground Band. They're from Los Angeles. I'm going to play a live song by them from the Complete Live at Rages, R-A-J-I-S. That was a venue in Los Angeles, I believe, that they recorded a live album at. It's a really good live album, probably my second favorite next to The Replacements Live at Maxwell's, which we all know came out in the fall of 2017. It was a great multi-track recording of a legendary Replacement show at Maxwell's in Hoboken, New Jersey. And funny enough, the Dream Syndicate, who frequented Maxwell's very much in the 1980s, is playing Hoboken on Sunday, the Hoboken Arts and Music Festival. They're playing on the Observer Highway, which is a street in Hoboken, and they'll be playing at 4 o'clock. Couple of other great bands playing. Long Neck, great up-and-coming Jersey City band. Their debut cassette tape came out on Tiny Engines last year. And they have a lot of potential, I gotta say. They're really, really good. And Richard Lloyd, a former member of Television, is also playing that show. So I'm gonna play some Dream Syndicate and some Richard Lloyd. This is a live version of Tell Me When It's Over, which was off their debut, The Days of Wine and Roses.
Thank you. see the lights of, I can see the lights of home.
That was Elizabeth by Long Neck. Jersey City / Hoboken's own Long Neck off of their debut cassette, Will This Do? And they're playing at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Hoboken Arts and Music Festival. And at the top of that set, we heard Tell Me When It's Over by the Dream Syndicate. That was a live track from the live album, The Complete Live at Rages, R-A-J-I apostrophe S. If anyone that's ever been to that club, which I think is closed now, would like to correct my pronunciation, feel free. I love to pronounce things correctly, so anyway. After that, we heard Misty Eyes by Richard Lloyd off of Alchemy. That's his debut solo album right after Television broke up. The band disbanded in that the same year, I believe, the same year that Adventure came out, or the year after. But he's playing the Hoboken Arts and Music Festival, too. I believe he's on at 3 o'clock. Dream Syndicate's on at 4 o'clock. And Long Neck, who rounded out that set with Elizabeth, they're playing at 2 o'clock. So 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. That's quite the lineup. We've got the youngsters in Long Neck and the scene veterans, Richard Lloyd and the Dream Syndicate, bringing in the rear. And it's very exciting to have those two back in Hoboken. Maxwell's closed about 5 years ago, and those are two guys that have played there before. So it's nice to see them back. Not in Maxwell's, outside on a hopefully nice day. Some nice live music on the Observer Highway stage. All right, up next, I'm going to play a song by a guy named Royer Zamoo. I met this guy because he was previously in this Union City, New Jersey band called the Lo-Fis, and I had them on my podcast last July. He since left that band and released on Bandcamp a 4-song EP, self-titled Royer Zamoo. I'll spell that for everyone in case you like it and want to go check him out. That's R-O-Y-E-R Z-A-M-U. And this song is just so appropriate for how we've been feeling the last few days. It's called It's Nice Out.
Thank you.
Going to Heaven to See If It Rains by Scottish indie pop band The Close Lobsters. That was their very first single released in 1986. Just one of the many great Scottish bands to come out of Scotland in the last 30 years. But at the top of that set again, we heard It's Nice Out by Royer Zamu. He's a independent artist out of Union City, New Jersey. He was previously in the band The Lo-Fis, and this is part of his first solo EP. So if you want to check him out, go right ahead. After that, we heard Feather Jesus by Fascine off of Gourami, which was released in 2017. Fascine recently appeared in the new XTC documentary, which got its United States release on Showtime in January of this year. They were featured in the documentary because they did a great cover of That Wave, one of the late-era XTC songs off of Nonesuch, 1991 album. And it's a really great take on it. They're really a great band, Fascine, and I just spoke with the lead vocalist, Sarah, and they have another album in the works. Should be coming out this September. And then again, we rounded out the set with Going to Heaven to See If It Rains by Close Lobsters. And again, that's a single, their very first single released in 1986. And all right, we're coming to the end of the potluck dinner. My first potluck dinner. I was happy to play a wide range of songs. We heard everything from brand new Eleanor Friedberger album, some Triptides, Dream Syndicate, Close Lobsters. But again, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Stay tuned. Up next, we have Mockumental featuring Lucky Witch and the Righteous Goats. Is that an in-studio performance? Oh my goodness. Don't touch that dial. You're getting some live music here, not just some pre-recorded jazz that I've been playing for the last hour. This is history. So keep listening. Mockumental. Coming right up. Are you going to a staff meeting tomorrow?
I actually didn't know that until now.
That's okay. Bye, everyone. Thanks.